Hello, this is a dictation for Christina Taylor, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, T-A-Y-L-O-R. Date of service is 6-30-2022. Date of birth is 10-5-1991. And date of accident 3-13-2022. Miss Christina Taylor is a victim of an automobile accident. She was last seen on 3-18-2022 and did not show up until 6-30-2022. And patient has no reason for coming. It looked like she's a very non-cooperative. She reports that currently her walking is diminished to one block, and she cannot sit and stand more than 20 minutes. And she has to continuously switch, and chest pain is improved. She's able to sleep up to 3 to 4 hours. Her neck pain is completely better now, no pain. In the upper back and the left shoulder, it is around 6. Lower back pain is reported to be 8. Some radiation to the front of the left thigh is reported up to the knee in L4-5 nerve distribution. The pain level is from 6 to 8 and ADLs are affected 8. Patient reports 30% improvement in the pain. ADS that are affected are as follows. Patient reports that she is suffering in general activity 10, walking ability work are 8, sleep 7, enjoyment life is 6. And system review in neurology and psych patient has ongoing headaches which are mild, associated with the lessening and decreasing dizziness vertigo. No other symptoms are reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has complained of lower back stiffness and upper back pain and lower back pain. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. Respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol, and substance abuse, patient does not use any other substances except marijuana that she uses for pain relief. Compliance program, patient is in full compliance. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 131/84, pulse is 78, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 3-18-2022, dictation number 0328-057. Please use the general review, musculoskeletal examination, and the extremities examination. With the only difference is in the cervical spine, there is no tenderness, and in the cervical range of motions are completely normal with forward flexion and extension at 60, side flexion is 35, and rotation is 80. All the signs of the cervical spine involvement are negative. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. The Hoffman sign is negative. Lermit test is negative. And cervical distraction test is negative. And Soto heart test is negative. Knee examination is also completely normal. There is no tenderness in the knee on the left side with the negative finding on there is no swelling or tenderness, crepitus, and Steinman sign is negative, anterior posterior drawer sign is negative, and no peripatal or tenderness is noticed. The patient recovered in this area also. Other than that, rest of the finding of the spine will be same. Plan of diagnosis is the same. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy, which is 3 times per week, focusing on the lumbar region, lower back, and also to the left shoulder to rule out rotator cuff tear. She is able to lift her left shoulder up to 120 degrees. And traction, massage, aqua therapy, home exercises have been advised, shoulder exercises are advised. And disability remains in the work disability at a restriction work. She can work Monday through Friday, 7 hours, 7 days with 7 pounds lifting limit. and house wife replacement has also been ordered. Along with this, medications are provided. One refill, Mobix 7.5 twice a day, Scalexin 800 mg twice a day for muscle relaxer, Gabapentin 600 mg twice a day for neuropathy and nerve pain. Wellbutrin is provided because she was complaining of some depression. Ambien 5 mg as a sleeping pill and Imitrax 100 mg for headache. Other than that, the patient is stable, should be seen in a month's time when therapy is being done. Thank you.